Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show. We're back home in our studio for a nice trip out to Youngstown, Ohio, and saw that big rally. It's Friday night. There's another rally in this one in North Carolina, and our team will be there. Our radio show is on Sunday, so you won't have one of those live feeds from the actual rally like you did last time. But we'll get there. We might get some interviews. Who knows? We'll see Sunday. Now, a couple of days before we get into everything, I would like to get a doctor to give us a call. Any doctor to give us a call at 515-602-9657 and explain to me how a person that claims to have a clot near his heart is able and is a matter of time, supposedly, is able to go out and dance the night away, go dancing. How is that possible? I'm asking the doctors to give me a call, answer that question, because most doctors I know, if they see a clot, as in an aorta or one of the arteries that is hard, that's really big enough that he swells up all over the place, they will put him in the hospital under observation because an aneurysm or that clot itself can move right into the heart and he'll be dead instantaneously. It's kind of negligence by the doctors to let him walk around free as a bird and not put him in the hospital, unless, of course, this guy's lying through the teeth, which most people believe he is. But, so I'm asking any doctor to give us a call at 515-602-9657 and answer that question. Also, answer another question. If a guy has no kidneys and he's not on dialysis and he hasn't been on dialysis for a year and almost a third, I would say about 15 months, 14 months, why isn't he dead? Maybe, and so answer those questions and see. Those are the two challenges, because we're tired of this guy committing fraud, and we're tired of this guy using his so-called medical conditions to grift others, including actors. This has got to stop. He is nothing but a glorified con artist, and he needs to be put away. This has to stop. The other question is, if you're married, or if you have, or if your girlfriend is pregnant, and 6 or 7 months pregnant, and you are the father of the baby, where are you? Why aren't you standing up? We're calling you out. Give us a call at 515-602-9657 and let us know why you're not trying to save your daughter's life. Why aren't you there fighting to protect your daughter from a mother who's drinking and doing drugs for most of her pregnancy? Don't you know the damage that's being done? And then why aren't you standing up and preventing her from that girl that's carrying your baby from giving birth and hanging around with murderous drug dealers, mental case people, and dangerous people along? Isn't that a very bad environment for your little girl to grow up in? So I'm calling out that father, whoever that father is. Give me a call and let's talk father to father on the well-being of your little girl. You're supposed to be daddy's little girl, but right now you're not acting like a father and you're not protecting their daughter. Why don't you stand up and be a man? Give me a call at 515-602-9657. That's the end of my commentary. Let me go and bring in my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I'm doing good. I'm tired. A long week.
Yes, we both. Yes, I know. Enough of stories that we broke.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of stuff. We were warning people the last few weeks that the Feds are going to continue to hike interest rates, and we talked about it last week in a couple of our shows. And
Jimmy Carter, 14%.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, inflation right now is around 8.5%, 8.3, 8.4, 8.5. And for the last time we had inflation that high, the Fed raised interest rates to overcome it. They had to literally raise the interest rate higher than the actual inflation rate to cut it down.
The last time was a man-made. He was just stupid. This moment... It's man-made. It's being done on purpose.
Anyway, the Feds today raised interest rate by 75 basis points, and it's now posting somewhere between 5 and 6% interest rate. You can kiss getting a mortgage and paying a mortgage off. You went from under 2% the greatest president of the United States ever had with Donald J. Trump, and it was under 2% interest rates. It was like one and change, it's really great. But if you had it fixed at that level, you wouldn't have pumped.
Hello.
Now it's
we're
close
being
to one.
Punished. We're being punished.
Yeah.
We're all for Trump. We're all for the greatness of the country. We're being punished.
Right.
You know, like 2-year-olds having a tantrum.
Mm-hmm. You know, and okay. It was interesting that...
What'd you say? It's at 6%?
Between 4 and 6%.
That adjustable mortgage went up 5%.
Right.
Since Schleprock is in the high White House. And that's insane. So if you're paying off a $1 million home and your monthly premium was what, $800 a month or whatever, it went up, it doubled.
It doubles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, and
plus
I'm going to tell you something.
Energy, insurance, food, gas, clothing, whatnot, having a
life. We also have, there are many breaking news today. It happened all day long. It's, you know, and it's hard to adjust to these breaking news as you're working, but I get it through my screen. And
happy
the other story earlier.
Had a lot of things going on.
Yeah, a lot of things going on. Also, earlier today, we found out that Putin is deteriorating tremendously fast.
Oh, yeah.
And we don't know how long he's got.
It's all over the news.
Yeah, but he also, in a speech he did earlier, early today, is threatened nuclear war because he just lost Ukraine. He's losing badly, and his troops are in disarray. And
he's a 2-year-old liberal left wing dingbat in the head.
Yeah, he's threatening nuclear war. Right. And of course Biden is scared shitless. He doesn't do anything. So yeah, talk type of thing. Biden just talks, he doesn't say anything, and then they have to roll things back.
What would happen if Russia sent a nuke to Ukraine?
NATO will come in there. We'll have a war. Russia will be wiped off the map. At least Putin would be.
What would happen with the United States of America?
Let's put it this way. Biden would not be in office. She'll be kicked out. We'll probably put Trump back in, or maybe Ron DeSantis, and things will straighten out all over the world.
Yeah, but how will a nuke affect our homeland?
It wouldn't affect us homeland, no. By the way, just to let you know, Zelensky, he's Jewish. Just to let you know. An attack on Ukraine is an attack on the Jewish people, just to let you know.
Which is an attack on Israel.
Right.
And you'll see, I don't know, is Bibi back in yet, or that other one is?
Bibi's working with this coalition government, and Bibi will be officially in a few weeks, but it takes time.
So do you think is Israel have nukes?
Yeah, of course they do.
Do you think that they will join into that and help save?
No, actually, Israel just took out some Assyrian stuff.
How about North Korea?
North Korea is not doing much of anything. They just squawk some muscles every once in a while, but they can't. They don't have the military strength to do much. China's more worried about the military positions of our fleet and not listening to Biden, and they also know that Trump's coming back in office shortly.
How about Iran? Do they have the nuke yet?
No, not yet. And Israel has taken care of some of it.
You think Putin is just being a verbal, or you really think he's got the cojones to do it?
He's not going to do it. He's going to be taken out of office. He's going to be taken care of in the next 2 or 3 days. Somebody, his opposition is getting close to just typing him out.
Is this person, is this coup d'etat that's going to happening?
Yeah, it'll be a coup d'etat.
Are they worse than Putin?
Nobody's worse than Putin. They're KGB type people. They were KGB. Putin's KGB. They were no more KGB. The other stuff
in there. I don't
know.
Biden and Obama are pretty bad. So don't go there. Okay?
Yeah, well,
and George Bush.
Biden and Obama will be arrested shortly for treason anyway. So everything's in
place. Will go out and they'll get a new leader, a president, or whatever he's called. In the country of Russia.
Anyway, a little bit of news
so
from Israel.
So will communism be gone?
Yeah, he'll be gone, and they'll be changing anyway. Communism is going to be wiped off of Russia in the next few days because they after Putin, it's all going to be go back to Gorbachev days and detente. You're going to see that coming back.
Okay.
Anyway, Anyway, about Israel, we got a letter of endorsement from the desk of Steve Well. He's the CEO of Friendship of Israeli Defense Forces. Is now working with us and endorsing us for our radio show as we are listening to in Israel. And, of course, I work close to being Jewish, and we're automatically, if we go to Israel, automatically part of, automatically be an Israeli citizen, even though we're born in this country, because we're Jewish, we automatically become that way. That's like Rabbi Pauli and others. We also have ties into Israeli Defense Forces, IDF. So, and that's one of the reasons why I get all this information.
And the Knesset, yes.
And the Knesset, that's why we get all these information about the rockets and everything else coming in and all that stuff, the tunnels and all that, ahead of everyone. Now,
yes.
Going back to Trump, going to Trump, the next topic, this is topic three. Trump, the George Soros communist attorney general out of New York, which will be, as soon as Sullivan gets in, she'll be fired and arrested for treason and taken care of. But but the point is, she has a personal vendetta of because George Soros wants Trump gone because Trump exposed the corruption of George Soros, which we already knew, but he actually started the processes of procedures of getting rid of the swamp and the corruption is because the microscope, the spotlight's on them. So he had this young lady who ran for office on the premise that she would get Trump. So she's suing Trump. Yeah. By the way, it's illegal. It's unconstitutional.
You can't be civil. That's ridiculous. There's only criminal, okay? An attorney general cannot sue someone.
Actually, they
can't.
No, they can, and they did, and legally they can, and they did, but it's going to be thrown out immediately anyway. And this is just a more get Trump for thing, the Trump syndrome, the Trump derangement syndrome.
Back it up. How can an attorney general sue you?
Because they have to
steal money. Hold it. Did he steal money from New York City?
Not that we know of.
Did he steal money from New York State?
No. This is a farce. This is a political. Okay, this is a political witch hunt. That just like the Russia. Yeah, Scarlett, you're being thrown out anyway, but it's a political move, and that's the end of the story. It's not going to go anywhere. But that's the truth. It's a political move. It's dead in the water. All it did is guarantee that Hochul loses the election Zelda wins. That's it.
Fine.
Lee Zeldin will be the next governor of New York.
It makes no sense, but fine.
Okay. So, now, number four, actually. As you know, this past week, first of all, let's go back in history a little bit. Back when Biden got into the office, he opened the borders and everything, and he was in the middle of the night. He was deporting all these illegals from Texas and sending them into New York, Westchester County, into Chicago, into every place else under the sun and the darkness of night, and putting all this stuff. Nobody said a word except us conservatives and the Republicans, and saying that they're infiltrating the states for votes. Now that Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott started by sending busloads to New York, to Chicago, to Washington D.C., the left is furious because all the illegals. I will tell you. Talk about Martha's Vineyard in a minute. I'm doing Abbott first. He's sending it to those people in that area. And they were getting pissed off but the thing is, they were sending hundreds, if not several thousand, into those areas. Meanwhile, Southern Texas was getting inundated with tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people. 2 million illegals came into this country so far the last 2 years, this year, actually. Yeah. And so DeSantis, and Ron DeSantis, Ron came around and started to send them to Martha's Vineyard. He said 50. To Martha's Vineyard, By the way, they volunteered to go. They volunteered to go. By the way, there was no coalition or anything else. They volunteered to go, and
yes,
they went to
Wanda's Vineyard. To Obama's castle. Okay.
Yeah, and everything else, and so
right.
Within 24 hours, 150 National Guardsmen kicked them out and sent them to a military base in Massachusetts. So much for the soft-heart warnings of the Democrats. They want illegals in every Republican area, red states, and up. But when it comes to their own area, no. But they did give cell phones. They did give, you know, there's people, there were homeless people around this country and people out of work, and yet they're able to give cell phones and clothing and everything else to these illegals.
Food stamps.
All that stuff.
Welfare.
So,
drugs.
So, you know, all that stuff coming in. So that's what they are. They're just a bunch of hypocrites. And by the way, fentanyl is the leading killer of people from 18 to 45 in this country. More people die from fentanyl overdose. More people die from drug overdose. More people die from addiction, period, than any other disease, if you want to call it that, in this country's history, every single day.
It's Agenda 21, genocide.
It's not even that. It's just many different things. It's open borders and all that stuff.
But China with Fauci, in my opinion, is making the crap, and they're shooting it here because Biden's making bucks off of it, and he's killing us. And Obama's about Agenda 21.
Okay. Now, going into what the story is...
What reason is there to shoot the fentanyl here?
Make millions and millions of dollars. It's a multi-billion dollar industry.
That's what Biden
is.
That's what Biden is actually off. Okay.
And it kills people. You secure the border, we wouldn't have to.
Well,
so, now... Now with that going on, the American people as a whole support DeSantis and supports the Republican governors that are actually taking these illegals and putting them into the places to advocate it. You know, AOC wants these people, say it's inhuman to transform from Texas, but to leave them in Texas. Okay, well, we're shipping hundreds of thousands of people to AOC's house in New York. We're going to ship them into Nancy Pelosi's place. Let them eat all the ice cream that's out of $1 million freezer. Go all that stuff, and we're going to continue to do so until they secure the border. Now, an asshole by the name of Mitch McConnell is condemning the move by Abbott and DeSantis. McConnell,
I already supported it. Whoa. The other day, I think it was Monday, I read he said he supported it.
Well, now he's making comments against it. Mitch McConnell is a flim-flam artist. It's not a con job. He needs to go big time. You know, and we can't wait to take back the Senate so we can put Ted Cruz as the majority leader, as majority leader.
Mitch McConnell needs to go back to Kentucky and retire.
He needs to retire. Him and his wife needs to retire.
And they will be. And Lindsey Graham and all of them. They're all schlubs. They really
By the
are.
Way, if you want to join into this conversation or anything else, give us a call at 515-602-9657. Any doctor that wants to jump in and ask me how could a guy that has a blood clot near his heart is able to go out dancing, and also if a person that has been off of dialysis for a year and a third, like 14 months, 13 months, as 14 to 15 months, and claims to have no kidneys, is still alive.
Why do you sit in a walking stroller when you can walk?
You know, there's a lot of questions that need to be asked. You know, to be truthful, this person has been dying, supposedly, for the last 4 or 5 years. And I guess what? I think he'll outlive us.
That could be a television show. I'm dying, but never die.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, I bet you this guy can outlive us all. I don't think he's sick. I think he's a total con job. I think the people assisting him in this con all belong to be in prison. I can't wait till these doctors start coming out and start suing or start filing complaints. I know that the judge is receiving hundreds of complaints by doctors asking why doesn't he order an independent medical markup for this guy, because he's stealing money from American people.
That's going to change soon.
Yes. But the other thing that we want to know is, where is that father of that baby? The mother, the one that's carrying his child, that little girl in the womb, the mother has been drinking and dealing drugs for most of the time of the pregnancy, and hanging around with murderous drug dealers and other stuff.
Maybe the father doesn't know.
Maybe there is no father. Right? You're right. Maybe he doesn't know.
Because if
he's a real man, he will be all over this and try and make sure that little girl.
Exactly. You
but we
maybe,
do have some good
maybe,
news with that.
Maybe she doesn't know who the father is.
Maybe. We do have good news, though, because once that baby's born, if that baby is addicted, when they have to rehab the baby, when they have to detox the baby and watch that baby because of a possibility of seizures, epileptic type fits, convulsions,
brain
damage, so all of that is going to be looked at.
Down syndrome.
All that stuff will be nullified. See, if they have to, any place.
Is that abuse of a fetus?
Yes, it's child abuse. So what they're going to do, and it's been confirmed by not only by Children DCF, but law enforcement and others, what is going to end up happening is that they're going to hold the baby until that baby is well enough to go home, and then they're going to put up that baby for adoption, because this mother does not deserve that kid right now, based on her actions, based on the ignorance that she's showing, and based on the fact that she still hangs around with bad people. The environment, the health of the baby is paramount over everything. And by law, and that's in all 50 states, the state will take over and they'll take that kid.
Well, you know what? Time will tell.
I don't know what's going on.
I'm not there on the forefront. I know that
selfish. Anyway, that's a business call that just came in, and he's calling big time. And Scarlett, you need to pick this call up. Come in here and pick this call up. All right. The other thing, I can't. I'm on the air.
Let's go to the machine.
Please hold. All right. We got to number four. Gas prices going up. For the first time in many weeks, gas prices are going up. And we are doing that. And so that's something we told you back, too. As far as the radio show is concerned, we and the podcast, we've both been telling you that gas prices are not going to keep going down. As the supplies are depleted, you're going to start seeing the prices go up. And this week, for the first time, gas prices nationwide has gone up, and it's going to continue to go up now, and all the way up, and it's going to be higher at election day than it was before. And that's going to send prices again. Your inflation rate is going to go up to 9, 10, 11%. The prices of the food is going to double again, and no Democrat is going to win re-election ever, and or win any election, because people vote for their pocket. Now we got some election news. We got in Delaware. Delaware has eliminated mail-in ballots. In fact, by the time, within the next few weeks, mail-in ballots as a whole will be eliminated across the country. You're going to have to request an absentee ballot. That means you have to request a ballot, and then it gets to you by mail, and you sign it, and it gets verified and everything else. Not general mail-in ballots anymore. That's been illegal in every 50 states now. If you can walk, and if you can talk, and even if you have to be in a wheelchair, you could get to a polling place and actually vote in person. That's the best thing to do. We're asking everyone to go out and vote in person and not worry about mail-in ballots. Unless you're military or overseas, you should be able to go and vote in person. That's the best call of fraud. And that's what we need to do. Now I'm going to play, because of the interruption, I'm going to play a song to keep us going. Eye of the Tiger, because we have the Eye of the Tiger, we could continue to focus on that. Again, we want the father of this baby to stand up and be counted, and we want doctors to start looking into something that we consider is a fraud and a crime against the people in this state, in this country.
I get rolled all the time last week, I do.
Rising up, back on the street. Did my time, took my senses. Went the distance, now I'm back on my feet. Just a man, and his will to survive. So many times, it happened too fast. You change your passion for glory. Bye.
anyway, you know, sometimes we actually get business calls at 7:30, 8:00 at night, or 8:30, 9:00 at night, because we do business well for 24/7 in a number of things that we do. And, of course, I'm involved in all kinds of stuff all day long. And one of the things that we love to do is support life. And this week I was working closely with a number of people with with the Family Research Council with Tony Perkins. I've been busy with him this week, as well as National Right to Life Committee. Both of them are working closely in helping and fighting to save babies in the womb. And we're gearing up, and we got different things to actually get the vote out to save people that supports life, pro-life candidates, pro-life issues, and not abortion, which is murder. Anyone who supports abortion is a murderer. You're killing life. Life begins at conception. And we've been working closely. That fact, Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council has a booklet and materials and commercials that are being put out right now. Same thing with National Right to Life Committee. They're both doing that. And to get things going and supporting candidates that and ideas and legislation that supports life. And that's it. Just because Roe v. Wade is well has been overturned, it doesn't mean the battle is over. The communists, no longer Democrats, the communists, they support killing. They love to kill. Maybe individuals outside the womb or maybe people inside the womb. And it doesn't matter. They love to kill. That's who support. They support open borders. They support the drug dealers. They support the murders. They support weak, washy drudges. They support George Soros type ADAs, the district attorneys and attorney generals. And the American people had enough. Crime rate is the highest it's ever been around the country. In left-wing Democrats / communists run cities and towns and states. That's
and hold it. And there's a big uprise of STD in New York.
There's also polio uprise.
No,
and
there is.
And a lot of it, and the monkeypox stuff, that's mostly in the gay community. All this stuff is there because, you know, if you want to go back to Hebraical type days and the Bible and stuff, AIDS and all that stuff is because people are going against God and following the devil's wing, you know.
Fauci created AIDS and HIV.
Yes, he did. He also created COVID. He created monkeypox. He created
H1N1.
And he's probably part of the reason the spread of STDs. There's a lot of things going on that he is. He makes billions off of that.
He reminds me of Nazi doctors. You know,
yes,
Nazi
he's the same.
Mengele.
He's talking about Dr. Mengele. That's famous for that, and the final solution.
Yeah.
That's what Obama, yeah. Biden, and every Democrat / communist support, that type of thing. They support Margaret Sanger, who loves to kill black people, black kids. That's why she formed Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood wasn't there for the woman, was there to eliminate
the
black race.
The Democrats, well, you call them commies. I call them demo shit. They sucker the blacks. Oh, we're going to do all this great stuff for you. And then they annihilate them. And they get
right.
Suckered. Just like the Jews do. They walk into the oven. Schmack. Especially the ones in New York. Okay?
Now, I was talking.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay. Did you know that Biden said COVID is over?
Yes, I was getting into that. And then he backtracked it today and yesterday.
He
said
well,
he 60 didn't. Minutes.
He didn't. His psycho regime did it.
Right. Now he's back talking it too. And he appeared in the United Nations saying,
and,
oh,
my and God. He spoke at the UN. Really.
And he looked awful there too. It's pathetic. You know, what a difference between Trump, who's smart, intelligent, physical, able, Pastrana that is great, and he presides,
great,
and he has class and dignity.
To
this guy's a schlep.
Look
at the embarrassment at the Queen. They were so embarrassed. The monarchy in England, in Great Britain, they put Biden all the way in the back.
And they showed pictures of Obama with the Queen.
Yeah.
Did you catch that drift?
Yes.
You know, John and Jackie Kennedy.
Yeah.
They were elegant.
They loved the Queen.
I mean, they were elegant.
Know who the Queen loved?
He loved Donald.
They were close.
You know, two peas in a pod, okay? And Melania just looked so elegant and beautiful. You know, she did.
Now,
she is great.
Go back.
She has charm. She has pizzazz, and she knows how to present herself, as opposed to Jill Biden, who goes to a funeral. And I didn't like the black outfit. I'm not big on gold lame buttons. Okay, it looks sloppy. Just like the other one did. But she had this ribbon around her head, and you should wear a hat. Even Princess Charlotte.
There's no class. She knew that her husband, Joe Biden, has dementia and Alzheimer's, and yet she allowed him to be where she is about power.
But
it's
he's
about
a real
greed.
Joe. You can always tell the different Joes. You know, they're close. It's like multiplicity of Joe. Now, you can tell the difference on intelligence when one speaks and when others speak. You really see the difference.
When
you
I'm
know,
calling around,
you take a smart pill one day, and then the next day you take stupid.
When I'm calling around the country today, in fact, this whole week, in fact, the last few weeks, and doing what I'm doing, one of the things that's commonplace where I call into states that are run by Democrats, the unemployment rate is extremely high. Most of the people I talk to in California, they will do this and they will do that, but they're unemployed, so it's hard for them to do things, which is fine and everything. And
well,
we always say, don't give up.
It's a big job market. There are hundreds of thousands of jobs open to take jobs.
They don't want to work. They want to sit home and let the government give them everything they want, just like the guy.
It's not going to happen soon. The well is drying up. It's drying up, folks. You make more. When you do business and engage and create your own revenue, you get more.
You can even work from your home.
And some companies give you the equipment.
Yeah.
Not like you got to travel and spend gas money.
And there's
a lot of good stuff out there.
You just got to find them, and you got to be able to do things. You can sit home and make tons of money, you know?
And you could be in really bad health because you can't travel, and it's hard for you to do this, to do that. But you can work. There are.
Yeah.
It's made.
There are ABA jobs out there. You could actually sit home and do your thing you need to do and go see your OGBYN doctors and everything else
and sit home and make
$15, $20, $30 an hour.
Right.
Not worry about anything.
And then continue to work while you take care of your baby. And do drugs. And it's so selfish. It really is. Any pregnant woman out there who drinks and does drugs is a low-life piece of garbage. And that goes through the whole world. Because it's disgusting. Why be pregnant?
It's selfishness. You're not caring about the baby at all.
And, you know, I want to tell you something. That effect not only affects the baby's life, it affects their own life. So they don't even care about themselves. More or less others.
You know, imagine, you know, every time someone takes...
Because I was talking to you the other day. They need to do a fetus war. Not an
actually, we
war,
are.
Fetus war.
Actually, that's part of the break.
In this state, so if a pregnant mother drinks and does drugs, there has to be a law that you can pick them up and stop it.
Okay.
I don't care how you do it.
Unfortunately, the legislature session in this state doesn't start until after the election, I believe. There might
but
be
I'm
one
saying,
more session before
in,
that.
In the next
but,
period, we need you did you, we did we protect babies 15 weeks. I'm not agreeable. I'm anti-abortion. Okay, I'm pro-life. Okay, life is so short; it goes by in a whoosh. Okay, born today,
but anyway.
Okay.
Anyway,
but there should be a fetus law to protect the babies in the womb.
Let me get this through. There is a legislation in progress. We are lobbying with Tallahassee. We got a bunch of votes, the House and the Senate in Tallahassee to agree on a measure. It's a fetus protection law type of thing. It's to protect the life in the womb law. And what it does, this is a side of the abortion law, but this is something different. It also provides, in other words, if a mother does things that is dangerous to the baby, they can actually always take it over and give a guidance to it because you can't take the baby away from the mother because it's still in the womb. But what they can do...
What they can do
is monitor the baby, monitor the mother, and if they have to institutionalize the mother and put her into a rehab center until the baby's born, and then depending on the health of the baby, it goes either to the foster care or to one of the relatives of the mother. It depends on the situation and depends on the community that they hang out with.
Relatives have to be...
If the relatives are bad, it goes to the person that will want to take care of it. But they need a proper family. That any child, doesn't matter if it's one or
not
many.
Not just any person can go adopt a baby.
No, it's better, but they also need to streamline the process because it takes too long.
Foster care, I don't think it's as great as people think it is.
It's not that point. The point is they have to streamline the process because there's millions of people around the country, millions of families that want to adopt children, and there's millions of children to be adopted. But they can't wait 2-3-4 years. They need to get streamlined. They get better. It takes 2 minutes to do a background check. It takes another 5 minutes to get bonded. It doesn't take that long. The job I'm working right now, I was bonded in a matter of hours, you know, and to do what I need to do because I'm involved with the political as well as other camp and charities and stuff. So we need to get bonded because you're dealing with stuff. And so
the adopting couple needs to be healthy.
Yes, they need to be healthy. They cannot be addicts, recovering addicts. They cannot be a criminal. They cannot kill a person
I'm going to go one better. They can't be drinking alcohol or smoking cigarettes.
All right. Well, as far as you can't be an addict of any kind, just put it that way. Anyway, we're down to 9.5 minutes to go for the show. I want
to
dedicate one.
Yes, I did.
I want to dedicate one song to the people to understand we're not giving up for our freedoms. We'll not back down to the communists, and we will not back down to make sure the little girl in the womb gets a real life, a safe life, and a healthy life, and loved by people that actually care about her, and not drug addicts, drug dealers, murderers, and stuff, or a fake father. Because if he really is a father, he would have stepped up and be counted, which he hasn't done yet. So here we go. won't back down. And these American people.
We won't back down. No.
And these American people, either it's President Trump, he's coming out strong. He's got a rally in North Carolina on Friday. Got another one in Michigan, and there'll be a lot more coming. And we have a lot of different things. DeSantis is on the roll, and Abbott's on the roll. And Carrie Lake, breaking news, Carrie Lake has increased her lead in her election, and she's up approaching double digits. That means Masters is also winning. And in Pennsylvania, the Republicans are winning despite what the left is trying to tell you. And everywhere across the country, because they're going to, especially now with inflation skyrocketing again and the gas prices starting to itch up, you're going to see things change. People do not want to be in a society of high prices, inflation, and crime. And people are dying left and right.
People don't want to work to just survive. They want to have some money to put away in a nest egg and enjoy their life. They don't want
to be very right. And with the stock market around 30,000, where it used to post 40,000, it's the 401ks have been really declining under Biden, and people will be falling that way, getting away from that too. Retirement plans are going down, to getting hurt. A lot of different people are being hurt around the country.
He killed all the Bitcoin specialties. He killed that.
Bitcoin's on, it's 18,000. It went from 60 all the way down to 18.
You know who was really into a lot of the Bitcoins was a lot of people in the black community. So
they're losing their shirt, but then again, they rape the black community every time, the Democrats. They always did. They did it time and time again.
They should have a piece of the rock.
Yes.
Everybody.
Anyway,
we're
down to 4 minutes. It's time to say goodnight.
1 whole minute.
Yeah. Any closing remarks? Because we got less than 4 minutes.
Well, I hope that things get better in the country and that people go out and vote and they vote from their pocket, because when they pull it out, it's empty. I mean, they even have to look for their TP these days.
Yeah.
And I hope people are healthy and feeling good. And we're going to come out strong, and we're a great country, and we're great people. And making America great is fabulous, because I'm great, and everybody around me is great. And
all right. We're down to 3 minutes.
Scarlett, this is Scarlett, saying God bless America, and everybody have a great night. Bye.
I just want to wish everybody a great week. We'll see you on Sunday, well, supposedly the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, is coming up on the 25th. And God bless everybody, and Happy New Year for the Jewish religious, the Jewish faith. And let's keep it going. Make America great. Let's get the people out to vote. And we're out there to make sure that the legitimate voters vote, legal voters vote. Thank you, and have a great night.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. from the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American.